This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do. So call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Derek.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-FREE. I got an article here from Reason. By the way, I got to hang out with some of the Reason guys at Freedom Fest, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you hang out with the guy who wrote this article?
Well, let me take a look. Eric Bram. No, I did not. But, you know, there's some big names there, Matt Walsh. And his name's Nick Gillespie. Was escaping me there for a moment. Both great guys. The U.S. soccer pay gap is about more than just sexism. So the article isn't exactly new, but I was not going to comment on this ladies soccer situation, women's soccer league or whatever it's called, until I felt like I had enough information. Because I don't know anything about sports, and I don't know who should make what or whatever. I know when somebody starts throwing around the term should, but I probably disagree with them.
Who would decide who gets paid what?
Somebody. Right?
I mean, it's a negotiation. It should be a negotiation.
It should be.
Advocacy and.
But with sports ball, the Department of Defense, and we've read articles on this, puts what? I don't know, billions of dollars a year over X was a $5.5 billion over like the past decade the Department of Defense spent on sports ball promotions and giving it to like, you know, Major League Baseball, football for like F-18 flyovers and halftime shows and, you know, another subsidy in the bread and circus subsidies. They're subsidizing the bread and they're subsidizing the circus.
It says here from Reason, members of the World Cup Championship U.S. Women's National Soccer Team are agitating for better pay. Not all of them, but probably all of them. Equal to what men on the U.S. Team earn after winning their second consecutive World Cup and their fourth overall. They were feted with a ticker tape parade through Manhattan on Wednesday. And it's been some time, like I said. If pay exclusively reflected performance, there would be no doubt that Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Rose Vaville, Julie Ertz, and the rest of the women's team deserve far more than what the men's team earned. The men's team, you may recall, failed to even qualify for last year's World Cup in Russia and has not progressed beyond the tournament's quarterfinal round since the inaugural World Cup in 1930. So basically, the U.S. men's soccer team sucks compared to the rest of the world.
I didn't even know there really was a men's soccer team because I interacted with a lot of Mexicans and Brazilians throughout my life, and those guys are just crazy about the football.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, football is cool. I, you know, my friends like the Denver Donkeys are like, oh, no. No, this is real football. Is not you hit each other with no pads. Real men play real football. American football is all steroids and fat people running around with protection. You have no protection. But anyways, these guys, they're like, they say there is no, you know, American soccer. Mm-hmm. They basically, like, it's irrelevant around the world. It doesn't even, like, come into play, you know, according to these guys.
That's what it seems like. Yep.
South American and European teams.
I mean, I find an enormous fallacy in that last paragraph, just in that people deserve, just in the word deserve. I mean, you deserve what you've agreed to. A person deserves what somebody has agreed to do for them, you know, and you deserve what somebody has promised to you.
Right.
You know?
So if the soccer, you know, the person who's in charge of their particular soccer team says, I'll pay you this per game or this per season or this per breath that you breathe out on the field.
That's what you deserve and no more. And if you've got some extenuating things where unless your revenues increase by 20% or something like that, the problem is that the problem with this whole employment picture, I think, is that people can't walk away. And it's because that the regulatory stuff, all these things keep people so impoverished that they can't walk away. And people don't have it. People are in such fear of just walking away. If you want more money, if you want to go into a job negotiation, the only way you're going to win that negotiation is if you're willing to walk out.
Right.
If you don't want me, I'm out of here. If you can't pay me this, I'm out of here.
If you walk into that room, the employer knows that there's a rate that they simply refuse to pay at. And you know that there's a rate at which you simply refuse to work at.
Because if you know you have options, if you know that you have value, then you are going to be able to be free to negotiate, you know, a higher rate or walk.
Right. And ultimately, the amount you're going to get paid is somewhere between what they refuse to go higher than and what you refuse to go lower than. And, you know, I can't really tell you what you deserve beyond that.
The market determines what you deserve.
Right. You deserve whatever you were promised and nothing more. And by the way, write it down.
Just like the propaganda that the mainstream was spinning on the, maybe it's not really propaganda, on the government shutdown. You had these federal employees talking about, oh, I can't pay my bills because I haven't gotten a paycheck in 2 weeks. I can't buy food for the family. Well, I have a lot of friends that work all different kinds of these jobs, and they are all in, many of them are in situations to where if they go like 2 weeks without pay, they are literally screwed. They are behind on everything. They don't, they went to college, to do all this stuff, and they have, part of it's their college debt that they're paying, and they're all living beyond their means, and they have to drive a shiny car every 2 years, and they cannot walk away from their job. You can't just not work for 6 weeks? Well, you don't have 6 weeks of pay.
A lot of Americans simply cannot.
And as you know, because these are talented people that could go, that are worth more in other, just doing other stuff. But they're still just stuck to this job to where they can't afford to not have two paychecks.
This is a controversial conspiracy rabbit hole, but I mean, I really do personally believe that wealthy people don't need government. People that are kept impoverished do.
Why is that?
Because people that have means have the ability to, don't live in fear. You know, people that live in fear are more
they can protect
likely.
Themselves.
Yeah,
and,
they can protect themselves. They can produce for other people. They can
and
take
they
care
also
of their
have
family.
Confidence. This is where I talk about the man camp thing with the confidence. The people who need government, that feel they need government, are the ones who lack confidence. Is a very large portion of people who want government because they feel they cannot take care of themselves. They need government to take care of them. I can't educate my kids. I couldn't put my kids through school. I'm an idiot. I can't homeschool my kids. I've heard, why don't you homeschool your kids? I can't do that. They need to go to school to do that.
And when they determine what they're going to take from you, they figure out what people can afford. And what afford means is what can these people pay and
right.
still feed themselves. It's not what can they pay and save, you know, or improve their.
It's the same way.
State.
It's the same way as the negotiation with the employer. It's that amount that they won't rise up and kill us over.
Right. Take as much as they want and do whatever they want with it.
There's an amount of money that the government people could demand from you right. that you would refuse to pay.
Right. They take as much as they can.
Right, and that's what they do. Let's go on here. It's easy to sympathize with the women's team when they demand better compensation, as they and their fans did during the trophy presentation on Sunday morning, shouting, equal pay, equal pay. Presidential hopefuls have quickly judged which direction the wind was blowing and jumped on the cause. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have tweeted their support for equal pay on the soccer pitch, and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on Wednesday said that he would pay female athletes equally if elected president. I don't know how the hell he's going to pay female athletes.
Because the president determines their pay. Well, they could. They would just subsidize their pay if, you know, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to if they're going to do this.
Yep.
The whole thing is predicated on that somebody decides what you get paid and you just accept it. This whole article seems to be predicated on that principle, and I think that principle is what's broken.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people just don't want to take do the hard work of sort of starting their own business, which would allow them to make, in fact, what they do deserve.
Because no, they'd rather whine the government, like these soccer players want to whine to government about how they're not getting paid because they don't want to walk away from their jobs.
Well, I mean, there's no place else for them to go and play soccer.
Oh, they come to New Hampshire. I mean, there's a lot of help wanted signs here.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now six extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Reading the story here from Reason Magazine about the women's soccer team. Now, I know you've heard a lot about that a couple of weeks ago, but I wasn't going to talk about it until I'd had a chance to really dig into this story. Everybody wants to comment right away, and I didn't.
Oh, so you do some homework on your show prep sometimes, huh?
I'm doing my level best at the very least. I've done some homework on oral health too, and I've come to the conclusion that the product My Magic Mud is a fantastic product. I haven't been without it for more than a half a decade since I was introduced to it when it was a very new product. And you may never have heard of it, but what it is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. They have a whole line of products that are made with the charcoal in them. And they're all so non-toxic, you can swallow them if you want.
I believe it has some health benefits, actually, when you swallow it, because the bentonite clay, we would feed it to cows. And it would keep the mold acklins from the alfalfa from sticking to the internal guts of the cows, because it would absorb them before they could actually get to the point to where they stick to the gut of the cow. It's a very important health thing in the dairy industry.
Bentonite clay and several other products, natural products, they're used in livestock, and they're used to maintain health. Now, My Magic Mud is clinically proven to whiten teeth. I do swallow it sometimes. It depends on when I had my high blood pressure medication last. I don't want to swallow while it's still sitting in my stomach and combined with it. But if it's been some time, then I don't have a problem doing that. Most major health food stores it's carried in are Sprouts or CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, and Amazon. Pretty much any place you want to get it, you can get it. It's a product that's out there and available. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20, then you can get 20% off. At least I believe it's $13 for a little tub that'll last you at least 6 months. You brush your teeth four times, once a day for 4 days. And then after that, it's like every 4 to 7 days after that, and it keeps your teeth white and, in my opinion, gets your teeth cleaner than your normal brushing does. It feels to me like when I leave the dentist from a tooth cleaning. It's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20, MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. Let's go to the phones. Before I get back to this article here from Reason, I'm going to go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you just dredged up a memory for me. When I was like 12 years old or something, the train tracks ran half mile over from our family farm, and it derailed one day, and the entire train was bentonite clay, and containers ripped open, and so there were like sand dunes for hundreds of yards of this white powdery bentonite clay. So that was pretty funny, because I'd go over there and walk around in it with your bare feet because it's like flour.
What happened with it? It just stayed there?
They came along and cleaned it up eventually. It sat there for several weeks until fairly heavy stuff, dry clay powder, so it didn't blow around too much. But it sat there until they came and cleaned up the wreck, yeah.
I can only imagine that if it rained on that stuff, it would just become permanent.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I wasn't there the day they cleaned it up, but I'm sure they came in with a bulldozer, heavy equipment, earth-moving stuff, and picked it up pretty fast, probably.
Probably. What's on your mind?
The FBI says that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, and got some more supporting evidence of that. Since they continue to illegally traffic my children, I'm going to pay them back by exposing some facts. But it cost them money with the people not wanting to come here and do business with them, which probably won't worry them too much, because they're pretty much half of the revenue for the state comes from people outside of the state of New Mexico, especially through your tax dollars and through your energy dollars. And I heard another stat today. First of all, if you want to see something funny, entertaining, cringe-worthy, Google Michelle Lujan Grisham, governor of New Mexico, anyway, advertisement of the wall, where she crashes her little body through a drywall and says that's Trump's wall and she's going to tear it down. And it's pretty cringe-worthy, funny. Ad you can find online easily.
I wonder what standing she has. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the governor of New Mexico could have a standing as far as the wall goes.
A standing, an ability to stop it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think she has much bearing on it at all, other than being the governor of the state
it's in her state.
Right, but I don't think she's going to have much power to do anything about it. Anyway, energy dollars. So the New Mexico, the recent stats I heard is 42% of New Mexico's economy, and I don't know if I haven't verified these. They sound a little bit high, but 42% of New Mexico's economy is energy related, and 350,000 energy-related jobs in the state of New Mexico. And when we say energy, we're talking about oil and gas. $7 billion of, which apparently is about half, $7 billion of revenue to the state of New Mexico in a year, which, once again, didn't sound quite right. But what I do know is that the spending budget each year in New Mexico, there's 2 million people in one of the poorest states in the country. So their budget is way lower than most other states, but it's let's see, what was it? It was like $8 billion a year presently.
Well,
and go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the are we coming to a conclusion with these numbers? Numbers are difficult on the radio because people they can't put them together in their heads.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is basically when you go and fill your car up, New Mexico is almost the top energy producer in the nation now. They're number two, number three.
Behind Texas.
Texas, North Dakota, New Mexico. And they're gaining on the other ones. And so they might end up being, number two, number one. When you spend any – pardon?
So thank you, fracking. The fracking technology is really
– Yeah, exactly. You know. And horizontal drilling. But any dollar you spend on energy, when you go fill your gas up anywhere in the nation, or if you buy heating oil or natural gas to heat your home or whatever, just figure that 10% of every dollar you spend is coming to, the state of New Mexico. It might be 5%, it might be 15%, but just figure 10%. That money's coming here, and then these crooks do with it whatever that they're going to do with it. And they're a left-controlled state, and they have the previous governor left with a budget surplus of about over $1 billion. The state, so that's over 10%, like 12% of the budget.
That's positive.
Left with that.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
But have your taxes gone down any? No, they went up. The first thing that when the Democrats replaced the Republicans, the very first thing they did immediately is sizable tax increases, even though they had one of the largest surpluses ever. And with the next year, this coming year is going to be equally high surplus. They're going to have another over $1 billion extra money last year and this year. But yet the first thing they did was raise taxes.
Oh, David, you've got to pay your fair share, David. I mean, that's what it is, right? It's important that you pay your fair share. How much is your fair share? Whatever they say it is.
As much as they can take from you.
It's just whatever they say it is. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony in Congress, President Trump characterized the Russia probe as a phony cloud.
And you know who knew it was a phony cloud more than anyone else's? Schiff and Nadler and Schumer and Pelosi, every one of them.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff sees things otherwise as Democrats make their case.
Before we embark on a course as significant to the country as the impeachment of a president, I want to make sure that we can make that case to the jury of the American people.
In testifying, Mueller offered this response to the president's praise of WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential race.
Problematic is an understatement in terms of what it displays in terms of giving some, hope or some boost to what is and should be illegal activity.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Before we go on with this story here from Reason Magazine about the women's soccer team and the pay disparity going on there, having gone on. Whatever, it's kind of over at this point, but I'm sure it's not over for the ladies of the soccer team. I'm sure they're still thinking about it. But I want to tell you about an offer that we've got here on Free Talk Live. If you're a business owner and you have a product or service that you want to sell, and you're tired of spending money on digital or print ads that may or may not be seen by your best prospects, we have a solution for you. This is a great offer, a sort of advertising technology I have never seen before, and that's the reason we got involved with it. It's a combination of direct mail and radio and digital all at once. It's an app that allows you to take a picture, and then when you take the picture, you can have that picture, if you like the picture, you can have it sent to you in the form of an actual 4x6 photograph. That 4x6 photograph has an advertisement on each one of them, has an ad on it. And you can, it has this special micro perforation technology that makes it feel like it's, you know, like it's been cut by a razor. And so when you take it off, it's gone. But while you take it off, you got the ad in your hand. And this is a great way to get your ad in the hands of the people whom you want to reach. Most direct mail, which, you know, direct mail is probably the easiest form of advertising to predict what your return is going to be. Most direct mail isn't even opened by the people who receive it. This will be open because it's the pictures they ordered. If you want to find out more about it, go to 123, because it's easy as 123. 123.freetalklive.com. Easy as 123 at 123.freetalklive.com. Making it that much easier. Let's go to Robert calling in from Indiana. We'll get back to this women's soccer story, hopefully. Take it right now. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Are you taking bong hits?
Sounds like he's snoring.
You know, in Indiana, that's not legal. There's places where you can call in from, and it's fine.
No, is Dave off the air yet?
Yeah.
Dave?
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
Selling Blue Mark and...
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's not Robert. It's a guy who's not allowed to call in. It's funny, though. That's a clever call. Not going to fault him for that one. But I don't get to decide. At this point, he's banned from the airwaves. So, going on, this debate is not happening only on the campaign trail, talking about the women's soccer pay situation. In New York's Canyon of Heroes, or on Twitter, the members of women's team are suing their employer, the United States Soccer Federation, and the two sides have agreed to mediate the dispute out of court. That's important background for understanding why the women's team is trying to ramp up political and social pressure on the federation. But really, the debate over whether the U.S. women's team should be better compensated is about two related and overlapping issues. So here it is. Here's the meat of it that you're probably not getting. One is a matter of accounting, the other is about economics, specifically about the importance of markets and about how workers are harmed when they do not exist. Writing at Commentary, Christine Rosen dives deeply into the first argument, meaning the argument about accounting. She notes that last year's Americanless World Cup in Russia, this is the men's, generated $6 billion in revenue, while the women's event in France this summer is expected to earn about $131 million. There's a big difference, ladies and gentlemen, between...
Would they need to force more attendance at these things?
Right. Between $6 billion and $131 million. And a lot of it's not in the United States.
So at high school, when I was in high school, there was a girls' basketball team and a boys' basketball team.
Yep.
The boys' basketball team, there you couldn't find a seat if you didn't get there 20 minutes before the show.
Mm-hmm.
The girls' basketball team was like, it was just the moms and dads.
Yeah.
That was it.
And you could look at that and you could say, it's not fair.
And you know what?
The girls tried just as hard.
The girls were definitely hot, but the action sucked. Yeah, and I wasn't really into basketball, but
right.
the boys' games just were a lot more thrilling.
If the seats are empty, that's the market speaking, right? I mean, you can't force people to attend a game.
I'm not into volleyball as a sport. I don't know everything about it. I mean, I've played it and PE and all that stuff. But I can tell you that for some reason, I find the women's volleyball, the two-person women's volleyball, to be extraordinarily interesting whenever I see an opportunity to watch it. It's probably because they're wearing something akin to a two-piece bathing suit.
I agree. I've watched a lot of volleyball games.
And the cameraman is, he's got the camera right up their butts most of the time. And I don't know, this might be a solution for some women's sports to get more viewers and more attendees. I don't know. And I suspect there's probably some women's sports players that think that I'm a sexist pig for just saying that. I don't know. Look, just saying. It might be a solution. Anyway, so the big difference between $6 billion and $131 million is sort of the difference between the men's and the women's revenue from World Cup. As a percentage of total revenue, FIFA, the body that governs international soccer and runs the World Cup, actually pays out larger prizes to the women's team than to the men. That's as a percentage of total revenue, not larger prizes. So...
They pay equally?
No, it's not the same. It's just larger. It's as a percentage larger to women than it is
right.
to men, but it's larger to men than it is to women because the disparity is tremendous. $6 billion versus $131 million.
And that's just the marketplace speaking. I mean,
It's just reality. But what about the pay disparity between the men's and the women's teams? Outside of prize money and major tournaments, the Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. men's and women's teams have generated about the same amount of revenue from games played since 2015, although the totals account for only about half of U.S. soccer's annual income. Yet as Rosen again points out, the women's team continues to get shortchanged when it comes to the percentage of the Federation's budget spent on advertising and PR, travel and training budgets and per diems for food. U.S. soccer has no good reason to feed the women's team less than the men's or to make them sleep in subpar accommodations. Those inequalities should be addressed. Beyond that, though, that's what Reason says here. Reason's making the assertion that probably the bennies that the teams get should probably be more similar. But beyond that, though, it's difficult to argue that the pay gap is unfair or sexist. It's largely the result of different pay structures that both teams have collectively bargained with the U.S. Soccer Federation for. Again, Rosen has the best explanation I've seen for the pay gap. This is a lady who sort of did a report. The women's team collectively bargained for and won a pay structure that guarantees them salaries, severance pay, medical benefits, and some performance-based bonuses. The women's team wanted the security of salary-based pay rather than purely performance-based pay, and they wanted to guarantee a salary even for players who were on the roster but didn't play. By contrast, the men are strictly pay for play. They do not receive a salary or additional benefits like health insurance or severance pay. Their pay structure is performance-based. Because of the different pay structures, a straightforward comparison is difficult. The U.S. women earned a base salary of $100,000 annually, while the men are paid $5,000 per game, with bonuses for winning. Why would the women agree to different pay structure? In part, that probably has to do with how much players are earning elsewhere. Probably also has to do different to do with psychology.
There's a lot more competition if you're getting paid based on your performance to whether, you know, so those guys are going to be trying a lot harder. And the women are just getting paid a salary whether, you know, they play or not or score or play as hard as they can or not. There's no incentive. So it's probably not as fun, you know, if you're a soccer fan, the competition within the men's league is probably much greater. It's just like people love college football and don't like pro football because the college guys are all trying really hard.
Well, the winners, the women are winners. I mean, they're beating the other women and going to then going off to the World Cup and doing all that stuff. So, maybe that's the case. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It's hard to compare these again because it's not apples to apples. But, yeah, we'll get to your calls here coming up. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Final segment. Talking about the women's soccer team and pay disparity there, reading through an article here from Reason Magazine. Feel like they've done a good job in parsing the issues out. But we're going to go to your phone calls here. Go to Bob calling in from Oklahoma City. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what are you guys up to, man? I'm watching you guys on the live cam.
On which cam?
The live cam.
On the live webcam. I can see all you guys.
Okay.
My question was for Jim Barney, your guest today.
Jim Barney?
Is there going to be any sequels to Ernest Goes to Jail starring Mark?
Ernest Goes to Jail. I don't get the joke. I'm sorry. Can you explain it to me?
Your guest looks like Jim Barney.
Who is Jim Barney?
Moron.
Oh, that's me.
Ernest P. Worrell.
I got the beard, yeah.
Okay. He was probably in prison when it aired. I don't know. Maybe you missed it.
I recall Jim Barney, yeah.
Well, when was that?
That was midnight, late
when you were in prison?
Might be. I know that was from 1989 to 1998. That was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 96, 97, I think. Was when.
Are you guys talking to each other or giving each other
I'm talking to you. I was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court is what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying that you missed the Ernest movies. I wasn't trying to call you out.
They weren't very good.
I do remember the Ernest Goes to Jail thing, kind of, yeah.
I don't. He went to jail.
Your buddy there looks kind of like Jim Barney. It's a compliment.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I don't know.
Is that Barney with a V?
If we say Jim Barney over and over again, I'm still not going to know who the hell it is. Yeah. So it wouldn't make a difference. Anyway, there's the chuckle. Huh. You look like Jim Barney.
I could use a haircut.
Right. Well, couldn't we all? The professional soccer players are also paid privately by the privately owned club teams. Megan Capinoe, sorry, Megan, for example, plays for the Seattle Reign FC, one of the nine teams in the National Women's Soccer League, that's the NWSL, and player salaries in the NWSL range from about $16,000 to $46,000 annually. Now, don't forget, they also get $100,000 from the whole the women's organization. And according to NPR, that's not a lot, and it's certainly less than even the lowest paid players on the Major League Soccer, the top North American men's pro soccer league, who earn a mandatory minimum salary of $60,000 annually. That pay gap isn't the result of sexism, It's what the market allows. Major League Soccer teams drew an average of 21,000 fans last year, while NWSL, that's the women's games, drew about 6,000. The TV contract from the men's was with ESPN and other broadcasters generated $90 million a year. Now, neither league discloses revenue figures. It's safe to bet that the men's earns considerably more, and thus its players do too. If that changes, women's salaries will increase. And really, that's the best way to make sure your favorite World Cup players earn even bigger bucks. As Rapinoe acknowledged during an appearance on the Rachel Maddow Show this week, fans can come to games, she said. Obviously, the national team games will be a hot ticket, but we have nine teams in the NWSL, and you can go to your league games, and you can support that way. You can buy players' jerseys, and you can lend support in that way, and you can tell your friends about it, and you can become season ticket holders. And this is the part of the story that I really wanted to get to. People who have never gone to a women's soccer team are outraged that the women's soccer team is not making as much as the men's. People who have never gone to a women's soccer game are outraged that men, the people that go to a men's soccer game, are not going to a women's soccer game. People who have no business having an opinion. If you haven't been to a women's soccer game, you really have no business having an opinion on what they get paid, because you haven't been able to willing to shell out a single dollar or a moment of your time.
If you think somebody should get paid more, you should hire them yourself.
That's ultimately what you're doing. When you buy a ticket, you're hiring those women to play a game for you, hopefully to win a game for you. Presumably you have your favorite, whatever side that is. But, I mean, your ticket's going to see both sides play. And there's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully you get a good game.
Yeah, it's like going to a concert. You know, if the band isn't any good, people aren't going to show up at the concerts. And then if the band's really good, people show up at the concerts and they pay more money. I mean,
there's a bidding system for, you know, is a band going to play this venue or that venue? And it comes down to who's willing to pay them more, and how much they're able to pay is based on how many people are going to show up.
Right. And why is it that my local, you know, cover band doesn't get to play at the Super Bowl, but I don't know any of these people's names. Britney Spears does. God, I'm dated. Anyway, you know, it's not fair. Well, it's fair because whomever plays the Super Bowl is likely a really big act and going to do a really great job.
What's not fair is forcing people to pay other people.
Right. That's ultimately what it comes down to. So the author goes on here. She's absolutely right. For all the attention that the World Cup generates, club teams are always going to be where soccer players make their money. And those club teams are beholden to the same rules that govern private businesses everywhere, requiring the Seattle Reign to pay every player as much as the men's Seattle Sounders would bankrupt the women's team. That brings us to the second part of the debate. Part of the problem facing the U.S. women is the fact that there are no markets in international soccer. What I mean by that is that there's no ability for the U.S. women to demand better treatment by taking their talents elsewhere. Even if a player does qualify to play on multiple national teams, in the event that they had parents from two different countries, for example, under FIFA rules, she's locked in place once she makes a single appearance on the field for a national team. Think about it like this. If Rapinoe is unhappy with her contract with the Reign I think it was in Seattle or wherever, she can field offers from other eight teams in the women's league, but she could ever take offers from women's teams in other countries. I presume that's supposed to be never. Sunday's World Cup finale was held in Lyon instead of Paris, in part because the local team club, the Olympic Leonidas, has a reputation for paying high salaries of female players and, not surprisingly, attracting the world's top talent. Even with markets, there would still be obvious financial constraints. The popularity of women's soccer and the revenue generated by individual clubs may not allow teams to offer Rapinoe or Morgan the amount of money those players feel they're worth. Let's go to the phones here real quick. We've got Dale calling in from Colorado. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Listen, it's a little change of topic, but I just wanted to warn your listeners, especially if they're on the road traveling, do not go through the state of Wyoming. Avoid Interstate 80. They are busting people for CBD hemp oil.
Really?
Yes, sir. They are busting people. You can do a search on it. CBD hemp oil arrest, Wyoming. They are arresting people for it, claiming it. They're finding nano amounts of THC, which, as we all know, is in the billions of parts, which is ridiculous. But
if they did find it, what difference would it make? I mean, if it is in there, so what? It's not getting anybody high.
No, it's not, but it doesn't matter, Mark. As we all know, it's a prison industrial system, and it's not about that at all.
What if they tested people's dollar bills or $100 bills or whatever for cocaine? I remember there was a report at one point that every $100 bill had some amount of cocaine on it because it'd rub up against other $100 bills
they're finding that in the sewage as well. You know, they test our sewage, and it consistently comes up with pharmaceuticals and coke in it. But I'm telling you, Wyoming they call it the cowboy state, and these guys don't go through there. If you're coming from California, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, they will profile you. So I would say,
if you have Colorado plates. When I was in Colorado, a lot of guys would always say, "Don't go to Wyoming." They just bust you for having it's like Massachusetts years ago. They would, even recently, they set right up the cops, and a weekend before 4th of July, they just start pulling people over looking for fireworks coming out of New Hampshire.
And this is how states are. I remember that my dad was of the opinion that if you had Florida plates and you're driving through Georgia, you're going to get a ticket for something.
That's right.
Because...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was of the opinion that, and I believed him. I believed him, everything he said. But he was of the opinion that, you won't fight it, and Georgia sucks. So...
Yeah, Wyoming's got the second highest incarceration rate in the U.S. One out of 48 are on probation in prison, jail. It's outrageous. They're broke every year. You know, it's boom and bust out there. So they pull people off that interstate. So stay off of it, people.
It's revenue. Thanks for the call, Dale. What's that?
I was just asking if the highest was still Louisiana. I heard that there was...
Louisiana has a really high incarceration rate. I will point out that, my dad's opinion on Georgia probably had something to do with him being a Gators fan, too. So there you go.
Well, in New Hampshire, I've been told, cops don't want to pull you over if you have a Montana plate because they know they have to go to court if they write you a ticket.
A lot of free staters have Montana plates.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Check us out at freetalklive.com. You can sign up there to get the newsletter. And we'd love to be sending that out to you. We send it out once a month, never more. FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.